out front. Three right there as Avon's Jeff Laraway has his second three ball of the night. Makes it 27-13. Avon with a 14-point advantage with 40 seconds to go in the half.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we welcome you back to Wolfie's as we continue on with our 2015-2016 Boys High School Basketball Preview presented by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, Tim Elkhorn, along with Rob Polinski, Jared Kozar, our on-site engineer, Matt Douglas. He's out here snapping pictures of all of the coaches who have made their way to Wolfie's. Man, we've got a great turnout here tonight. Great to see. And, of course, we are excited about boys high school basketball. It starts a week from Friday as far as our coverage on WEOL. We'll be at the DeFranco Tournament. Of course, if you want to know what games we're covering, come on out to Wolfie's tonight. You can get an early edition, hot off the presses, and I mean literally, of the WEOL Forecast magazine. It will be in the Chronicle on Wednesday. But we managed to sneak in the back door of the Chronicle and get some of those out of there before they go in the paper on Wednesday. So all sorts of forecast magazines are here at Wolfie's tonight. Devon Andrews and Brooke Wallace, Mr. and Miss Basketball last year, respectively, on the cover. We always honor the Mr. and Miss Basketball Award winners from the previous year. So who knows who will be on the cover next winter. There are some great senior athletes that'll be out there on the basketball floor this year, both boys and girls. All right, let's get right back to the coaches because, as we've said, they are filing in here tonight, and it's great to see. We know they're busy. They got a lot going on. So not only to Kevin Sapara, our next guest, the head coach of the Avon Eagles, but all of the coaches, a huge thank you for taking time out of what we know is a very, very busy schedule. Coach Sapara, great to see you again.
Hey, it's great to see you guys. That time of the year back at Wolfie's is a great, great time. We're excited about the season.
And
I'm
sure
you are, too.
Yeah, we're very excited about the season. Rob and I certainly, we both proclaim we have a real passion for high school basketball, and I think it shows. And obviously, I know you love the game, and you got this Avon program kind of in place now. Talk a little bit about the expectations for the 15-16 season.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited about what we got this year. We got some great athletes. We've got kids with great basketball IQs, kids that have been in our program and know what we're doing, and we're focused on those guys. And, you know, from the varsity down to our freshmen, we think that we have everything in place to, build our program the way we want it to be. And we're really excited about these guys that we have this year.
So who are they? Who are some key players for Avon?
Well, we have three returning starters. We have Diamante Thornton. He's a senior for us. We have Jeff Laraway. He's been playing varsity for us for 3 years since he's been a sophomore. And another returning starter is Delshawn Orr. He's a sophomore. Those are kind of the foundation of our varsity team. Our JV team was great last year, and we got some of those guys as well that are going to fill in those spots that we've lost from last year. And I'm really excited about them. Their work ethic is great. And like I said earlier, the basketball IQ is really, really great this year. And, you know, they're great practice players. They're great to watch practice. They're great to coach, and they have great attitudes. And, you know, so far, you know, we've been together for a little over 2 weeks, but it's fun to see them grow. They're very coachable, and, you know, those are the type of kids you want in your program. You want kids that listen and want to get better, and that's the type of team we have right now.
Kevin, you used the term basketball IQ a couple of times, and that intrigues me because, obviously, you want kids that can play the game. They got to be able to dribble and shoot and rebound, but talk a little bit about that basketball IQ, that mentality.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, basketball IQ, you know, some people, you know, when you're playing basketball, these guys understand situations. They understand when to get that shot off or when to make the extra pass. They know time and clock situations, and they're smart with that. They understand when a shot is a good shot, when a shot is a bad shot, understand defensively what they need to do based on the time of the game and the situation, and they just understand the game. They don't try to do too much. And what I really like about these guys is they play very well together as a team. We don't have one individual that's going to try to do everything and carry us. If you ask me right now who our best player was, you know, we don't have an answer for that. We have a lot of guys that play well together. And, you know, in high school basketball, it doesn't, you know, not necessarily the team with the best player is going to win, but the best team is going to win. And that's what we're focusing on. Our kids really understand that. They play for each other. They want – they want to make the extra pass. They want to make their teammates better, and that's what's made this season so far so enjoyable in the preseason working with these guys. They really get that, and they just want the team to succeed, and I'm very pleased with the progress we're making.
Is it typical this early in the year that you can tell that this team is coachable, that they're going to listen, all those other things you mentioned? Is that something that you know right away typically?
You get a feel for them as you go, and again, those kids that have been in our program, you know, freshman, JV, varsity, and, you know, our coaching staff's really, really close, tight-knit group, and we talk about the players as we go, and the guys that we have now, you know, started out my first year, they were freshmen, and I've had the same, you know, response from our coaches. You know, these guys are coachable. They work together. They play together, and knowing that and having them growing into the varsity atmosphere, you know, I've seen the same thing. At practice, you know, it's great because we make one adjustment and we have guys that make that adjustment right away. They understand what's needed of them, what's expected of them, and you know, like I said, it's been a lot of fun. We got a lot of work to do, but these guys are willing to put the work in and the time in, and they're a very fun group to work with and coach. They understand the game, and they want to be coached. They want to take the next step. I think these guys understand that, you know, if we're going to have a great, successful season, that it's not going to be based on one player. It's going to be based on the team. And it's fun because they're a close-knit group outside of basketball. I think that's important, too. You know, they play well together and they play for each other. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do, like every team here, I'm sure. And, you know, I'm excited about taking that journey with them this year.
Kevin, you're now in your third year?
Fourth year.
So do you have this, basically, the program you talk about, and you've mentioned that word several times in this interview. Do you have the program where you want it, and how long does it take to establish that when you come from another place and take over for somebody that was with them as long as Jim was with them?
Yeah, absolutely. It does take some time, because if you want to build a program, the way I look at it, if you want to build a program that you want to, it starts earlier than high school. It starts earlier than middle school. And we have our Avon Basketball Association, our youth basketball program. When we first started that program, that's third through sixth grade, those kids are now freshmen. So they've been through our youth program. So still, I mean, three more years, I could see this even growing even better. But those kids understand what's expected of them. They've been through middle school together. The kids have been playing together. And it's not just, you know, we know what to expect year from year with these guys. And, you know, a true basketball program, I believe, in high school, it does start at the under levels. And to be around and stick around to get the benefits of all the hard work from the youth program, I think is important. Because when you're in third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, if you can get a team playing together throughout those grades and turn into seventh and eighth grade and playing together, it's only going to help the chemistry and the program overall. And we're starting to see that. You know, the kids that were freshmen when I first started are seniors now, so they know what we're doing, how we're operating, and we're starting to see the benefits of that as well.
Kevin, we've got about a minute or two left in this segment, so talk real quick about going into the SWC. Now, I know you've played several of these teams in non-conference games before, but, boy, it's going to be a real juggernaut.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we have 18 conference games, 4 non-conference games. There's a lot of competition in the Southwest Conference this year. There's a lot of good teams, as there has been in the past. Like you said, we played a few of them last year. But, you know, getting through that grind of the season, knowing what to expect from different teams is going to be a little bit different. But we're ready for the challenge. We're really excited about the expectations for us. We're excited about the expectations for the league, and we are ready to compete. We're not going to back down from anybody. We're gonna do our best and keep working throughout the year. Hope to peak towards the end of the year and make a run through the tournament. But we're excited about moving into the Southwest Conference. Like you said, a lot of great teams, a lot of competition, and it's only going to make us better, make our program better. And we're really excited about everything. We're excited about the tournament. As you know, they switched the tournament around a little bit for the districts.
D.C.?
Yeah, we're gonna be playing at EC through the districts, and a lot of Lorain County teams will be there. I think every Division I Lorain County team will be in there, along with a few Cuyahoga County teams, and we're just excited. I think, you know, the way high school basketball is kind of going right now can benefit any of these public schools in Lorain County, and we're one of them. And we just want to compete. We want to be there. We want to be one of the teams you guys are covering at the end of the year in the tournament. And we expect to be there. And I'm excited about this journey this year.
It should be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. Hey, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Thanks for coming out tonight.
Thank you guys for covering us. You guys are awesome. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Appreciate it. Kevin Sapara, the head coach of the Avon Eagles, joining us here at the table at Wolfie's as we continue along with our boys' high school basketball preview. Again, a huge thank you to Kevin and all the coaches for coming out tonight. There's a lot of them here tonight. So we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, more coaches. I believe, who? We're going to talk to Brett next? Okay, we're going to talk to Brett next? Nope. Who you saying? You want to talk to Brett?
Who's the producer? There we go.
Well, we're not talking to Troy, I know that. Troy's got the mac and cheese. He's done till about 8:30.
I just write them down when they come in.
All right, a quick timeout, more to come. It's our preview show from Wolfie's on WEOL and Rob Online.
At WEOL.com.